From Cap Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. The storm that blasted much of California yesterday and overnight brought back memories of the waves of destructive storms from last year. The last 24 hours or so have been eventful and destructive. Extreme winds with gusts reaching the upper 50s to 60s in parts of the valley, rain about an inch or two in the last 24 hours, depending on where you live, and snow, the Sierra getting a much needed addition after a largely lackluster season so far. Power outages have been reported all over the place. At its peak, more than 200,000 SMUD customers and more than 1 million PG&E customers went without power, and crews are working around the clock to get people back online considering the damage. And there's still a chance of more unsettled weather throughout the day. We're going to dedicate this hour to the damage and the aftermath of the storm with updates from local and state officials, and we'll get an update on the Sierra snowpack. Since this is a developing situation, a reminder that Insight airs live at noon with a rebroadcast at 7 p.m. First, we're going to begin with Cap Radio's Chris Nichols live in Sacramento with an update on some of the local damage he's been seeing this morning. Hey, Chris.
Hey, good afternoon, Vicky. It's good to be with you.
So, Chris, you really have spent the morning this Monday looking at the damage across Sacramento. Where have you been?
That's right. I have. I started in the Arden Arcade area. There were several large eucalyptus trees down blocking roads in that area. Also visited Carmichael. You had neighbors out surveying the damage, traffic lights out, like a lot of neighborhoods. And then more recently, I visited downtown Sacramento. I'm here on 5th near Southside Park, 5th Street near Southside Park. And the damage here is even worse. Unfortunately, a very large walnut tree collapsed yesterday and fell on top of two homes on 5th Street. Luckily, there were no injuries. But neighbor Martha Cervantes spoke with me, and she said she really wants to see the city of Sacramento do more to prevent these trees from falling, to either possibly take them out before they damage homes.
I wanted to know why the city, when they come out to cut the trees, they barely cut off a little limb here and there. No, these trees are old. They need to be taken down. Otherwise, when you have a storm like this, this is what happens. You know, it would be worth getting fined if you took the tree down versus
having them swaying right there.
Yeah, I mean, versus getting your house demolished like that. You know, it's not like, number one, you can replace a house, but you can't replace lives. You know what I mean?
That's pretty significant damage.
Yeah, very big damage. And so like I said, where we sleep at, that would have knocked my living room where I sleep, my bedrooms, we would have been crushed.
Yeah, Chris, I mean, what Martha is detailing, I mean, if you just look online and look at the coverage, I mean, this is just one example of the extent of the damage across our area, especially across Sacramento and Sacramento County. When you've been out this morning talking with other residents, were they concerned? Did they have safety concerns as well?
You know, this was the most significant concern. I think for others, it's more of an inconvenience. They might have to choose a different road to go around trees that have fallen. There's maybe more minor property damage, but this example, the tree fell right on top of two homes, so the people are displaced. You know, it's going to cost thousands and thousands of dollars to repair the homes and quite a bit of time. But I know that there are other examples in other parts of Sacramento, but this is a particularly severe example.
And I do hear some equipment behind you also, and you were talking with Martha. I mean, I would imagine you've also been seeing crews, you know, kind of cleaning up the damage. I mean, there's a lot of damage to clean up.
Yes. Everywhere you turn, you see a utility truck, you see tree service. It's really quite a scene out here, and the cleanup, I imagine, will go on for days and weeks.
Chris, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Vicky.
And that is Cap Radio's Chris Nichols giving us a live look at some of the damage in Sacramento.